yesterday, as you will know, survivors of historical institutional abuse met with the head of the civil service, David Stirling. They had deep concerns with the suggested full implementation of the HIA recommendations. Jerry McCann, chairperson of the Rosetta Trust, and John McCourt from the Northwest Survivors with me this morning. Rosetta, let's start with you. What were your concerns?
Well, our concerns were in the terms that the recommendations Sir Anthony had outlined.
Sorry, Jerry. My fault. Jerry. Go ahead, Jerry.
Sorry, Stephen. In terms of Sir Anthony's outlined the recommendations 1 year on, that some of the, obviously the caveats to the recommendations did fall far short in terms of recognition of the suffering that survivors had endured. And just to give you an example, Sir Anthony did put a figure of £7,500 as a baseline. And we felt, you know, first of all, we feel that shouldn't have been put into the situation in terms of survivors, because that figure in itself actually put a lot of survivors in terms, it actually frightened them, it actually put them off actually engaging with any form of redress, because it was so derisory. But also the duration of the people who served time in the institutions, there was no appropriate financial structure put in place for the serving of those periods, because, you know, if somebody served 1 year and somebody served 10 and gets £7,500, it's totally out of proportion.
So what do you think would be appropriate?
Well, we at Rosetta Trust have come up with a proposal that we felt that a baseline should be 15,000, and for every year that these people have worked in these institutions should be 3,000 per year. You know, so we think that would be fair, but also say if survivors having to go through, you know, courts, etc., you know, take cases forward, because that's traumatic in itself, because cross-examination, investigation and paper trails and whatnot, you know, and to relive that nightmare would be totally counterproductive. So we want a process which is accessible and amenable and approachable for survivors to go forward.
And John McCourt from Northwest Survivors. Morning to you, John.
Good morning, Steve.
Time is important here, isn't it? Some survivors are dying or our elderly, Clint Massey, who's terminally ill, who was on with Vinnie when I was off. I know that was a very, very powerful interview. Did you get any sense from David Stirling about a timeline here?
Yeah, Stephen, first of all, I want to say normally what I would do would be attempt to brief our members before I would do anything publicly. It's just there was an awful lot of information yesterday. I'm still trying to work it out. But what I can tell you is that the draft legislation which will move this forward won't be completed until the summer. There will then be a period of consultation, which they're talking about 8 weeks. That will be a targeted consultation, including victim survivors, the institutions, and all of the government bodies, and anybody else who has a vested interest in seeing this thing resolved. And then we go through the legislation. The legislation then has to be, it has to have a first reading, a second reading. That has to be considered. All of the amendments have to go on. And for all of that to happen, they have to take account of the submissions that will be made during the period of consultation. What we're actually talking about here, without a functioning assembly, David Stirling yesterday, there is no possibility that this will be resolved before the end of this year. It's unfortunate that people who have put their trust in us have to hear this on the radio rather than being able to sit down and talk to us. There's no possibility that this will be resolved by the end of this year.
Why not?
And slim possibility, because first of all, if there is no functioning assembly, this will have to go to Westminster. It'll then be down to time in Westminster for a debate and for this to be passed through as legislation. The problem isn't, according to David Stirling, getting a budget to make this happen. The problem is actually getting the legislation endorsed, getting it enacted, and starting to roll out the redress package, all of the elements of the redress package. I think yesterday, there's an awful lot of information. There were 16 slides with an awful lot of numbers on them. If we spent an hour listening to them, the information was valid, the information was clear. But the bottom line was there's no possibility of this being resolved by the end of 2018, which is unfortunate, particularly for our older and for those who are ill.
It's devastating news, isn't it, for some of those people. John, thank you for bringing that to us this morning. Jerry, thank you.